there's music in the air. When the infant born is nigh, and faint its blushes sing, on the bright and laughing sky.
Down our way, an evening of visiting and old-fashioned singing with Eli Jenkins and all the folks. The singing group's always mighty busy, furnishing entertainment for the picnics and socials and young people's get-togethers. And this evening, there's going to be a very special get-together. It's a party being held at the schoolhouse to celebrate Cliff Tyler's birthday. Cliff, you know, is the boy with the beautiful tenor voice. And now we find him in Eli Jenkins' parlor practicing the solo he's going to sing at the party.
And send us happily.
That sound, Mr. Jenkins?
Pretty as ever, Cliff. Doggone, if I could sing like you, I'd be doing it all day and all night.
Thanks, but I'm afraid my neighbors wouldn't love me if I started doing that.
Well, everybody down our way sure loves you now, Cliff. Why, I don't know when there's ever been more preparation for a birthday party than this here one for you.
It sure is swell of the ladies, but I don't like them to go to so much bother.
Oh, they like doing it. I guess that's the big difference between men and women. Men like the ordinary things, like stretching out in an easy chair after supper. But women always look forward to the special doings. They sure get a kick out of it.
And to think that Marion is decorating her schoolroom just for me.
Yeah, that gal is mighty sweet on you, Cliff. If you don't mind my saying so, I think you ought to do something about it.
Oh, Mr. Jenkins, there's a big difference between Marion liking me and considering... Well, just considering. Besides, she's always been used to awfully nice things.
Oh, poppycock. That ain't very clear thinking, Cliff, if you believe that love can't make up for more than a little luxury. That is, assuming that you do have a certain feeling for Marion.
Why, I like her very much.
Oh, that ain't no answer. Tarnation, are young folks these days afraid to admit what to feel? Why, as soon as I knowed I loved Jenny, I told her and everybody else about it. And then afore long, she was telling me right back, and then we got hitched.
Yes, but things weren't so complicated in those days. There weren't as many problems and such unrest.
I know every generation thinks they got things to reckon with that nobody else ever had before. But when you get right down to it, folks have had pretty much the same worries since the beginning of time.
Maybe you're right. I guess there are always things to wait for.
Yeah, then you might sort of consider thinking about saying something serious to Marion tonight. Be an awful fitting time with her giving you this here birthday party.
Well...
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's us. Excuse me, Cliff. Hello? Yeah, Cliff's here. Yeah, just a minute. It's for you, Cliff.
Hello? Oh, yes, Ben. What's that? A telegram? Say, this is exciting, the first I've had since I've been down our way. Yes, go ahead. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh. Yes, I've got it. Thanks, Ben. Goodbye.
What was it, Cliff? Bad news?
Yes, sort of.
Your mother?
Oh, no, nothing like that. Just a wire from a girl I used to know.
Oh?
Yes, she says she's passing through here on her way to visit her grandmother and that she'll stop off and see me.
Well, now, that should be right pleasant. Or should it?
Well, she and I were quite friendly at one time.
Oh.
And the part that's bothering me is that she's coming on the early train that passes through Shelby Junction, which means she'll be here just about the time that Marion's party will begin.
Oh, I see, huh. This is becoming about as complicated as one of them there moving pictures. It's going to take some clever doing to keep things so that both the girls won't hate you by the time this evening is over, Cliff.
Tonight's Cliff's birthday, and Marion's giving him a party. Which was all very nice till Cliff got word that a lady friend of his is coming to town. So at the moment, Jenny Jenkins and the town gossip, Patience Peavoy, are right outside Marion's schoolroom, talking the situation over.
Ain't this exciting, Jenny? To think that this other woman's arriving on the very evening that Marion has given Cliff this party.
Now, Patience, don't go making a scandal out of it even before she arrives. Why, what if it is a girl that Cliff has known before? That don't matter none.
Well, maybe not to you, but by golly, it'll matter to Marion.
Well, you needn't relish it so.
Oh, my heart is going out to the poor girl. I'm just wishing that there's some way we could keep this from happening.
Don't try to fool me, Patience Peavoy. It'd be the biggest disappointment of your life if that other woman didn't show up.
Well, I must admit it does liven things up a bit.
Come on, we mustn't stand outside the door talking this way. Marion might hear us. Let's go in, and maybe there's something we can do to help her.
Well, she sure has gone to a lot of trouble decorating the schoolroom.
Yes, and she insisted that she wanted to bake Cliff's birthday cake, too.
Oh, evening, Marion.
Hello, Patience. How are you, Mrs. Jenkins?
Oh, fine, Marion, fine. We just come early thinking there might be a few little odds and ends to finish up.
Well, I guess everything's about done. I brought in these green branches to hang from the mantle. Do you think they look all right?
Pretty as can be. It's amazing how you fixed up this schoolroom. I guess we better light the fire and have it burning real good by the time the folks get here.
Yes, Ben and Eli will be along in a minute, and Cliff is coming as soon as that, that there woman arrives.
Woman?
Why, yes. Didn't Cliff tell you about it?
Tell me about what?
My stars, this is getting bad already. He's trying to keep it a secret, I guess.
Oh, Patience, hush. It's nothing at all, Marion, just that a friend of his is passing through town and stopping off to see him.
I see.
Well, yes, we thought you knew all about it, and here we went and let the cat out of the bag.
There's no cat to let out, Patience.
Oh, you scared me half to death, Cliff. I didn't hear you come in.
Good evening, Marion. I expected to get here before anyone else and ask you if I might bring my friend to the party.
Why, it's just rather a surprise.
I know, it's a surprise to me, too. I just received a wire about an hour ago, and after all, I can't be rude to her.
Oh, of course not. I'd be delighted to have her.
Thank you, Marion, for saying that. I'm sorry if it upsets any of your plans.
Well, I had no plans, except for you to have a nice party. And now you'll just have another friend to your party, so that ought to be just that much nicer for you.
About that.
Patience. Marion, tell me what music you'd like me to play tonight.
Oh, let me see. I hadn't given it much thought. It was so nice of Mr. Jenkins to bring his reed organ over here.
Oh, he liked doing it. Now, let me see. I brought a stack of music so we'd be sure to have a good assortment. Here's a duet. I'll see you again. How about doing this one?
Well, gee, I don't think I remember it. It's been so long since I used to sing that.
Well, couldn't we run it through right now?
Well, yes, we should have time.
If you say so.
I guess this key of C should be about right for you.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I'll see you again whenever spring breaks through again. Time may lie heavy between, but what has been is past forgetting. This sweet memory across the years.
You two sound wonderful together.
Yes, don't they? I've never heard Cliff sing better.
Oh, what? Good evening, Cliff. Well, don't look so startled. You knew I was coming.
Yes, I...
I'm sure you must have known it, for certainly the whole countryside was aware of it. It seemed to be the main topic for gossip from here to Shelby Junction. And frequently in these whisperings, I could overhear the name of Marion. I presume this is she?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Let me introduce you to all the folks. This is Marion Castle.
Hello.
And this is Mrs. Jenny Jenkins.
How do you
and
do?
Patience Peeble.
Glad to meet you.
You are flustered, Cliff. You didn't even tell them my name.
Yes, this is Beth Rockford.
Well, I'm glad to meet you, Miss Rockford, and I hope that you'll stay and join the party.
Thank you, my dear. I'd be happy to.
Oh, here come some more of the folks now.
Yes, it's about time they got here.
Hello, boys.
Oh, evening, everybody.
Howdy.
Miss Rockford, this is my husband, Eli Jenkins, and this here is Ben Potts.
Oh, thank you, but we've already met.
Huh?
Yeah, we come up here together.
They just let me out at the door and went to park the car. I must say that if it hadn't been for these two gentlemen, I surely would have been a damsel in distress. They rescued me so gallantly.
Oh, they did, huh?
Yeah, shucks, all we done was to pick you up. We was driving past your gas station, Cliff, on our way up here, and we seen Miss Rockford standing there looking kind of lost.
Yes, I didn't exactly find any brass band to welcome me.
I'm sorry, Beth. I had to come out to see Marion for a minute, expecting to get back to my gas station before you arrived. I guess I didn't realize how fast the time passed.
I can understand that. When you're singing a love song, your mind surely isn't on time.
Speaking of singing, don't you think it'd be right nice to do a little singing to entertain Miss Rockford?
I sure do, Eli.
I'm highly entertained already, but your singing would be an added attraction.
Let's do that one we done at the picnic last week. What say? You know, Miss Rockford, we have more fun at our picnics.
Oh, I can imagine. I enjoy a picnic myself.
Yeah.
Well, I'm with the right person.
All right, now, everybody, let's gather around. All right, Jenny, sound the chord.
That was charming. I don't wonder you enjoy living in this town, Cliff.
Yes, I really feel as though I belong here.
The surprising part is that you seem to belong wherever you are. I recall in my drawing room in New York, you appeared a part of that, too.
Well, don't be fooled by appearances. I never was too much at ease there.
Oh, you knew Cliff when he was in New York studying singing?
Yes, indeed. In fact, if I'd had my way... Cliff would never have left his studies.
I can understand your interest, Miss Rockford.
Yes, my dear, I'm sure you can. Better, perhaps, than anyone else.
Hey, I feel like a guinea pig being abstractly discussed.
I think it's fine. Go ahead, girl.
Patience.
Well, it was just getting good.
I think it's mighty nice that you have such confidence in Cliff's ability, Miss Rockford. We all share that.
Mrs. Jenkins, meeting all of you like this prompts me to an urge to be completely honest. An urge which, incidentally, I haven't felt this strongly in many years.
I guess you're joking, eh, Miss Rockford?
No, I'm not.
Huh?
You'd have to live as I do, in a hurried life among smart, clever people, to grasp why I say I'm not usually completely honest. In such surroundings, you strip yourself of every defense if you are.
Beth, even though these people are my friends, perhaps it would bore them to hear what I believe is on your mind.
It might do many things, Cliff, but never bore them.
I don't know what's coming, but I ain't a bit bored yet.
Is there some sort of a problem bothering you, Miss Rockford?
Yes, that's just what it is. You see, I want to make an investment. But Cliff won't allow me to.
Well, now, if it's your money, I don't know as if he has any right to not allow you to invest it the way you please.
And it's such a good thing. I'm sure to double my money in no time. And through my investment, a great deal of enjoyment will be given to the world.
My goodness, then, why should you object, Cliff?
Because it's I that she wants to invest in, Mrs. Jenkins.
Huh?
That's right. Not Cliff as a person, but Cliff the singer. It's really not uncommon in the professional world. Why, many of today's well-known singers sold stock in themselves to help finance their careers until they reach success.
Now, what do you think of that? Why didn't I think of something like that instead of working hard all my life?
You mean that folks actually invest in talented people?
Of course. There's one young popular singer who sold 110% of himself.
Huh? Well, how could he do that? Unless he had a brother to make up the 10%.
He just got a little too ambitious. But all I want is a small percentage in Cliff. And for that, I will see to it that he has the training he needs, excellent coaching, and then is launched in a proper debut in one of the bigger New York concert halls.
What do you think of that?
Oh, that sounds just wonderful.
See? They're on my side.
Well, now that this has become a public discussion, I guess I may as well say how I feel.
Oh, please do, Cliff.
Well, first of all, I'm grateful and flattered that you think that much of my ability.
That's no answer.
My answer is still the same as it was when I left New York, Beth. I just could never do that.
Oh, me. Where does masculine pride end and good sense begin?
Well, I can see Cliff's point.
Oh, so can I. But I can also see that the chances of him having a career are not too great as things are now.
I hate to interrupt this, but I fixed some refreshments and they're getting stale.
Stale? Already? Oh, I'm so sorry. I certainly interrupted your birthday party, didn't I?
Oh, it's quite all right. Won't you step over here and join us?
No, I must get to the depot and catch that 9:19 train. I have just one request I'd like to make of all of you. That is, if I may.
Why, of course, Miss Rockford.
After I leave, I want Cliff to sing a song. And after he's sung it, I want all of you to cast votes on paper as to whether or not you think that voice should be heard by everyone.
You mean you want them to vote on whether or not I go back to New York under your sponsorship and continue my career?
That's right. You don't have to abide by what they suggest, of course, but...
I think I will. These folks are all my friends, and whichever way they think is right,
I'll
do.
That's a fair bargain.
My golly, you mean we're going to decide for you, Cliff?
If you wouldn't mind.
Land sakes, we'd feel honored. And I sure have my mind made up already.
Will you all cooperate?
You bet we will.
Sure thing.
And you, Marion?
Yes, I'll vote for what I feel is right for Cliff.
Still game, Cliff? These five friends are going to give you advice.
I'm willing, Beth. And whichever way it goes, I'll feel I had the advantage of many heads on it.
Good boy. Well, I must run now.
Can't I drive you down there in my car, Miss Rockford?
Thanks, but I'll walk. There's time enough.
Goodbye, Beth. Thanks for stopping and seeing us.
I wouldn't have missed it. And I'll be hoping that the voting will send you on to New York.
Yeah, we'll all give our best advice.
I'm sure of that. Goodbye, all.
Good night, Miss Rockford. Are you still wanting to do this, Cliff?
Yes, I think I know what's right and what I should do, but I'm not positive. I'd really appreciate knowing what you all think.
Well, then, let's do just what Miss Rockford asked. You sing something for us, and then we'll cast our votes.
What would you like, Marion?
I guess Garden in the Rain. You do that so beautifully.
Yeah, all right, Jenny. Sound the chord for him.
I recall a summer's day when you and I had strolled away, and suddenly a storm drew nigh. Seeking shelter from the rain, we hurried down a little lane and found a lovely spot nearby. 'Twas just a garden in the rain, close by a little leafy lane, a touch of color neath skies of gray. Blossoms raise their thirsty heads. A perfumed thank you, they seem to say. Surely here was charm beyond compare to view. Maybe it was just that I was there. Came out again and sent us happily on our way.
I guess it's a good thing that this party is being held in the schoolroom. At least I have the pencils and paper handy for this voting.
Your party has sort of been messed up by this, hasn't it, Marion?
Oh, no, not that. This is terribly important. Your whole future, in fact.
Yes, that's what I keep thinking.
Has everybody got paper now? Let's write our votes.
Oh, this is more fun. I'm awful glad that woman dropped in.
No, be serious, Patience. It's a mighty big matter to Cliff, and I think it's nice that he wants our opinions on it.
Here, I'll gather the votes. Put them here in Eli's hat.
Can I count them?
No, I think Cliff should.
Well, here goes. Here's the first. Looks like you're writing, Mrs. Jenkins, and it says to go to New York.
That's right, Cliff. I say go and have a chance at a grand career. If you wait, the opportunity might never come again, and you have such a fine voice.
The second, it is a big no.
Well, that scrawl is mine, Cliff. I say no because I know you're a man, and however much it may be a business proposition, you'll still feel that this lady is supplying the finances for you.
The third? This must be yours, Patience.
Yes, and I say to go like Jenny says. That Miss Rockford seems to know lots of folks, so she'll have you a big star in no time.
Next vote?
It's mine, Cliff. And as for me, I'm putting myself in your shoes and thinking what I'd want. And I'm sure that the only way I'd ever be happy with a career is to go it the whole way myself.
Well, so far the vote is split evenly. I don't see another in the hat. Marion, where's yours?
I have it here in my hand still. I just couldn't put it in the hat now, because it will be my vote that decides what you'll do.
But that's the way I want it.
Well, it isn't fair, though, for me to cast a vote.
Why not, Marion? Aren't you interested?
Well, that's just it. I'm too interested. I'm selfish. I don't want you to leave here.
Oh, Marion, I'm so glad to hear that. It's like a birthday present, getting it from you. And I'll stay because I want to, and because the majority of you think I should, and most of all, because you want me to.
Oh, Cliff. Cliff, I'm so happy.
Oh, kids, I'm happy for you. This is the way it's meant to be. I know how it is when something tempting comes along. It looks so good, and sometimes there's a lot of merit on the side of it. But when you're most undecided, there'll be a look or the touch of a hand, and you'll see so clearly just how it should be. And when the right time comes, Cliff, you'll have your career. Then again, it may never come, and you'll find that you've gained something a lot more important by staying down our way.
That's what I'm hoping. And thanks for a nice birthday party, Marion.
You're welcome, Cliff, dear.
See what I mean? You ain't losing a thing. Oh, it's been a good evening, folks. What say we do a fine old hymn to wind up things, huh?
All right, Mom.
From all the folks down our way. They'll be gathering for another evening of old-fashioned singing at Eli Jenkins soon. And it'd be mighty nice if you'd drop in again. Like as not, there'll be some other problem to be worked out. Because they haven't, just like you and me. Down Our Way is written by Shirley Thomas and produced by Walter White, Jr. This is a Commodore production.